Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
I just love the Bible. And it's funny because I never read it for like 42 years of my life. I really didn't pay any attention even when I was at Mass. And in my early years, it was only Christmas and Easter, and I was just entertaining myself to pass the time. So trust me, when I say I love the Bible, you know this is God working in me. Because I thought, I'm not even going to understand the Bible. Isn't it just a bunch of these, thous, those, and blah, 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 blah? But now, every single morning, I read the daily readings. And I attend Mass. Now, I'm not saying this to boast, to brag, or to make you feel bad if you can't. I'm saying this because every single day, God speaks to me through His Word. I'm floored. Every single day I get an individual message. Hey, Kendra, I'm talking to you. And it's beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so today I'm going to read you the entire first reading. This time it's not the gospel. So it's the reading from James chapter 1, 19 through 27. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters. Everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for anger does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess, and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, then goes off and promptly forgets what he looked like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, his religion is in vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep one's self unstained by the world. Are you unstained? That's hard. Man, when God found me, I was nothing but a big old stain. I mean, my whole entire life was living pleasure and gluttony and filth and raunchiness and profanity and I was one big, huge stain. And praise God that He found me and slowly but surely brought to the light, the truth. And in the beginning, I thought, how boring is life going to be if I live according to the Catholic teachings and the church's rules and gospel? I mean, oh my gosh, somebody kill me. You mean I can't party, can't do drugs, can't watch porn, you know, can't do all of these things that the world told me would make me happy and be filled with pleasure at any moment, right? I mean, here I was bulimic, eating the house down, smoking pot like it was going out of style so I can numb myself. Numb myself from what? If I'm having such a great time and so, you know, stained and thinking it's happiness, well, there is freedom. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres. This is a daily battle. You're constantly being challenged to be a Christian and to live a Christian life and to look at this world and walk away. And there's freedom in not falling into the traps, into the sinful life that we all battle. I don't care anyone who's listening to this. We are sinful people. Anyone who boasts being holy and has got it all together is delusional. So do not think that I don't have my battles. Last night, so here I am trying to mortify myself, right? Mortify my body, bodily mortification, master it instead of me. My biggest problems are temptations of overeating, overdrinking, being lazy, not exercising. And so I just decided last night and the day before, I was going to eat one time during the day, and then I wasn't going to eat for the rest of the time. And if I had the urge, I would give it up to God as a sacrifice and hope to save some souls. I almost went over the edge last night. I almost ate my second meal. I mean, it was 7:30. I was so tired. I was saying, okay, I can do this. I can make this. Like in another hour, I'm going to be asleep. And then I deterred my focus. If I just went down into the kitchen like I wanted to and grabbed a bag of chicharrones, which is, you know, these pork rinds that I used to think were the most disgusting things ever until I started eating keto. Anyway, if I would have done that, I would have easily, the minute I stepped into the kitchen, probably not just had those, but had a couple pieces of cheese, maybe even a keto bar or something like that. But I gave it to God. I said, Lord, give me the strength to stay in this bed. I'm doing this for my love of you, because I want you to know that I love you more than my desires, my bodily desires, because the flesh, the world, and Satan are the three things that keep us from God. And Satan's desires. I know, I can guarantee you, Satan was like outside my door of my bedroom saying, come on, Kendra, come into the kitchen. We've got some goodies here for you. You can eat. You're hungry. It's okay. God won't be mad. That's what he did to me the night before. And I fell. So I went down there and I had some food and I ate it ravenously. As I was eating it ravenously, I was paying attention to how fast I was eating and how desperate I seemed. And it was like two totally different days, right? Two totally different experiences and two totally different feelings the next day. I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh God, I'm so happy. So instead of falling into my desire and doing what I think I want and am desperate to have, like food because I'm hungry, and doing what I know will make God happy because I'm sacrificing and I'm going against the world and my bodily desires, you know, the things that I compete against, right? I told you my battle right now is this gluttonous behavior. And to keep unstained by the world, unstained where the world just says, hey, if it makes you happy, do it. Go, do it now. Anything that you want, do it. That's the difference. I woke up this morning feeling so free. That is the freedom that God gives us, right? He's not just the truth, the way, and the life, but the truth sets us free from sin, sets us free from all of this, you know, temptation and desire and things that lead us to be stained. Man, it's a daily walk, a daily, if not minute by minute, hour by hour battle of our will and giving it to God. So I'm telling you, if I did not ask God to intervene, which I didn't the first night, I just got up and I went downstairs and then I started eating ravenously. And the good thing was, at least I was paying attention. I was like, gosh, what am I doing? You know, I mean, I was devouring a bowl of chili. It was crazy. And last night I was like, I really want to go down there. I mean, the urge in my body was ridiculous. I really had this pulsation, just go eat, go. It's crazy. So that is what I have to just chime in today and say, find a couple of ways today that you can live according to the gospel, that you can control your bodily desires, that you can walk away from temptation, but do it with the truth, the way, and the life, and the power of Jesus Christ. Bite your tongue. It might even be as simple as you not saying that snide comment, not busting out in anger when that guy cuts you off on the road, you know, in front of you in the car, not talking behind that person's back at the office or at your parish event. There's so many ways every day, every moment that we can be more gospel-like and like Jesus. And he calls us to that. Do not let the world stain you. Do not let it become overwhelming. And that the one way to do it is to run to Jesus Christ. Jesus, please give me the strength. Mary, when it comes to temptations, say this. Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of lust, of gluttony, of temptation, of laziness, of anger, of, you know, I don't know, speaking behind someone's back. I know that's not the spirit, but you get the gist. Of an unbridled tongue. And I renounce it in the name of Jesus Christ. Please take this evil spirit to the foot of the cross and pour your holy, precious blood on it and sentence it. Mary, please wrap your loving blue mantle around me. Take me to your son and crush the head of Satan. Hail Mary, do a Hail Mary, do a Glory Be, end with the Our Father. And then in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, take a few deep breaths. That takes a little bit of time. See what your body feels like. See where you're going. If you need to do it again, do it again. If you need to say different spirits, say different spirits. Do it over and over until that temptation goes away. And God is going to help you because you're running to him for help. That's the key. Don't rely on your own will, because it ain't going to work. Look at my Monday and my Tuesday. Two different days, same problem, two different outcomes, because I approached one with God and one without God. Alrighty, everyone. Have a blessed and God-filled, controlled, unstained day. Take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20. To get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.